Random House Audio presents The Taking of Pelham 123 by John Godey. Read for you by Mark Bramhall. Chapter 1. Stever. Stever stood on the southbound local platform of the Lexington Avenue line at 59th Street and chewed his gum with a gentle motion of his heavy jaws, like a soft-mouthed retriever schooled to hold game firmly but without bruising it. His posture was relaxed and at the same time emphatic, as if a low center of gravity and some inner certitude combined to make him casually immovable. He wore a navy blue raincoat, neatly buttoned, and a dark gray hat tilted forward not rakishly but squarely, the brim bent at a sharp angle over his forehead, throwing a rhomboid of shadow over his eyes. His sideburns and the hair at the back of his head were white, dramatic against the darkness of his complexion, unexpected in a man who appeared to be in his early 30s. The florist box was outsize, suggesting an opulent, even overwhelming burst of blooms inside, designed for some once-in-a-lifetime anniversary or to make amends for an enormous sin or betrayal. If any of the passengers on the platform were inclined to smile at that joke of a florist's box, in respect of the unlikely man who held it so negligently under his arm, aimed upward at a 45-degree angle toward the grimy station ceiling, they managed to suppress it. He wasn't a man to smile at, however sympathetically. Stever did not stir or show any sign of anticipation or even awareness when the approaching train gave off its first distant vibrations, gradually increasing through various levels.